misguided by the pundits. Most of us are much mistaken about what democracy is and what it isn't. The master's words will never dismantle the master's house. And so, as I've done before, I must take issue with Wallerstein's terms while simultaneously giving thanks for his helping us claim the vantage that allows us to see the way out, the vantage of the world system. Viewing and acting with that global scope in mind. A key next step, however, is for us to see that this system is totalitarian. When Wallerstein suggests the equivalence of these two phrases, the birth of a nation and the discovery of politics, how does this help us understand Scotland or the story of Hegel as Hitman told by Popper? And in the light of Popper's story and the role of Hegel, the philosopher Hegel, in service to the king of Prussia, how do we understand Wallerstein's argument that when Napoleon spread the concept of the nation, he simultaneously spread France's rude beginnings? When we the people started out in this situation that Popper describes in the incipient German state, nation, I should say, with a very different definition. And had it betrayed, supplanted, uprooted, destroyed by turning it to become something proto-fascist. To leave this record hidden provides unconscious service to power, disappears them, a service academics and pundits of all sorts are all too often good for. But here's another illustration of an absence, our needed Popper. I don't recall anybody else of his focus, that is, looking at the issue of claiming the future, which few folk do, but he does. And he has a love for we, the people, that you can feel in his words, in his passion. So that's a key reason why we're denied access to him. I think the main one is his exposure of the roots of totalitarianism in Plato. When we said that the notion of world order, quote unquote, undergirds the legitimating ideology of democracy and all political ideologies, nation is included among them until we reclaim its definition. But that it can be reclaimed distinguishes it from other political ideologies like democracy. As a popularly self-determined definition, it can be a functional equivalent for tribe, and tribes can be open and generous. Political ideologies only exist to serve governance, i.e. rule, i.e. the state. Democracy, the ideology, cycles us back to containment, while nation in potential allows us to stand against the global state, the world order, quote unquote, of the statesman. In that first non-coercion commercial that I just posted on the page for this show, the question was posed, what are our tasks in this moment? And in our opening to this show, we replied by way of a start to have Hong Kong's back, which can only happen by means of a staged withdrawal from the global system. Let's have that discussion.